The reason of doing Socrates and Plato with you was the following. You cannot understand Western mentality, Western mind, unless you are well grounded in Socrates and Plato. The whole Western mind is grounded in Socrates and Plato. Now this was preceded by my talks on Veda and Dharma. The reason was that you cannot understand Indian mind, or for that matter Eastern mind, without understanding the Veda and the concept of Dharma. So you might say, if you want to start the synthesis of the East and the West, which is one of the goals of Aurobindo itself, then you should have a good grounding in the Veda and the concept of Dharma on one side, and in Socrates and Plato on the other. So I might say that you have already been put on the train of the meeting of the East and the West. You have only been put on the train, not that the train has started even on the journey. Or if it has started, just you have started the journey. It's a long way to go, and actually these are the things which remain with you for the whole life. Mother once told me, what should be the duration of our education? So Mother said, there are certain things which you can study over a short period. But there are certain other things which you have to learn for the whole life. Now how East and West can meet together is a great subject which has to be learned all your life. Even today, after lots of years of my studies, I must tell you that I am still a student in this subject, how to bring East and West together. So if you have been put on the train, itself is a great fortune. There is no university in India which has done the kind of the course that you are doing with me. I can tell you confidently, because I am quite aware of what is being done in Eastern universities and what is being done in the Western universities. There is no course in which, over a period of 1 or 2 years, and very briefly, without burdening the students, they have been put on the train of Veda and Dharma on one hand, and Socrates and Plato on the other. There is no university in the country and the world where these four lessons are given almost side by side. So you might say that this is only Aurobindo has provided this great opportunity. And I am very, very happy that we have gone through this exercise. Now in the same train, therefore, I wanted to present to you Aristotle. Now, all those who are new now, they may not have that benefit which you have already, but it doesn't matter. One can start the train anywhere in this world. One can even start with Aristotle directly without studying Socrates and Plato, provided that you have material in which Socrates and Plato are summarized very briefly. And I have written this article in such a way that right from the beginning of Greek thought up to Aristotle, I have summarized in 3 pages. Right? Which is a very good exercise. I have spoken there of Parmenides, I have spoken of Pythagoras, I have spoken of Socrates, of Plato. In 3 pages, in the first 3 pages, I have introduced all that is to be learned basically of Greek thought as a kind of a preface to Aristotle. Now the importance of Aristotle in the Western thought is so enormous that for 2000 years in the Western history after Aristotle, he was considered the authority in every subject. Whether it was science or philosophy or even theology. Many people do not know that lot of Christian thought, Christian theology, was based upon Aristotle. What was his concept of God? That concept of God has influenced the Catholic thought of Christianity. Secondly, Socrates was a great scientist. How do animals behave? How do animals grow? How do they develop? What are animals physiologically? In what way do the animals resemble human beings? It's a very important question scientifically. Now, he had done a tremendous exercise in this field. And many of his students were given special work. You go and live in the coast and see how the fishes behave, or the sea animals behave, and give an account. And scientific accounts were made by the disciples and students of Aristotle. Very good work which was done. And surprisingly, there is a dialogue on animals written by Aristotle. One day I want to deal with that dialogue on animals. How animals are much better than human beings. That is to say, how intelligent they are. It is just to show that intelligence is not the monopoly of human beings. Now, examples of this kind were multiplied by Aristotle. And he had one very great advantage. Alexander was his pupil. The great Alexander the Great was his pupil, was his student. And as you know, Alexander made a big expedition, starting from Macedonia, right up to Persia and India. It's a big expedition. If you see the geographical map sometime, you should see the geographical map only to understand the expedition of Alexander. And since he was a pupil of Aristotle, he had given standing orders that soldiers, whenever they found some good material, good observations, so you might say that he had a huge army to support his inquiry. Very fortunate circumstance.